Officials estimate that possibly more than 150,000 people have died as a result of last Sunday's massive earthquake and the tsunami that swept ashore in South and Southeast Asia. Indonesia was hit the hardest, with more than 80,000 deaths and countless more injured. Off the coast of the Indonesian island of Sumatra, U.S. Navy ships, led by the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, launched a massive relief effort this weekend. Despite heavy rains, American Seahawk helicopters carried water, food, temporary shelters, and medical supplies to survivors left homeless by the disaster. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in the Indonesian province of Aceh, where the devastation has been enormous.
The provincial capital Banda Aceh is almost half gone. The town of Pukenbada, 15 miles to the west, is gone, chewed up, spit out, finished. A strip of corrugated iron torn from a roof flaps gently in the breeze. The mosque is pretty much the only thing left standing. For about a half a mile in either direction, there are only concrete foundations where houses once stood, and piles of debris, and bits and pieces of people's lives, violently torn from them last Sunday morning. A red child's bike, a toy truck, school books. Survivors poke through the wreckage, kerchiefs over their faces to ward off the stench. They are hoping to find signs of the missing. 55-year-old Rusty was fishing from a rock when the earthquake struck.
When the earthquake happened, I ran to the beach because I thought that the hill behind me would come down. When I got to the beach, the earthquake became very strong, and then suddenly the water started disappearing really quick. It was just sucked out to the sea.
His friends, he said, thought nothing bad was happening and kept fishing. But Rusty was worried.
I saw a huge wave coming, but it was still very far away. I told all my friends that this was bad, and I told them to run. So we all ran back up the hill and waited there. Five times the huge wave came and went out five times.
When it was over, he said he had no choice but to swim across the submerged town to get back to his home on the other side. There were bodies everywhere, he said. It was terrible. But he was lucky. When he got home, his family was safe. His was one of the few. A few hundred yards away, Anwar Haji Maksum stands in front of what used to be a solid two-story home a few hundred yards from the shore. Only the foundation remains. Bits and pieces of his family's life lie in the muck. A jewelry store bill for a bracelet for his wife, some mud-soaked clothes. Maksum, his wife, and two of his four sons were in the house when the quake hit. And the waves followed.
Bapa, istri, anak. Pokoknya yang satu...
We ran out the door. I started running one way, and my wife and two sons started running the other. Then I was swept away by the water. I don't know what happened to them.
Maksum says the water took him more than a mile inland. He survived, he says, by grabbing onto a piece of wood that floated by. He shows a deep bruise on one arm where he's been banged up by the debris swirling around him. When the water receded, he returned to his home. But there has been no word about his wife and the two children who were home at the time. He stops, looks around, and shakes his head.
It was worse than a nuclear bomb. It was like Armageddon, what happened here.
He says he considers himself lucky to be alive. And I still have my other two sons, he says, gesturing behind him. And he says he doesn't want to leave.
If the government helps, I will rebuild my house here. Even if they only give me enough for one room, I will build here. This is my land. This is the only land I have.
Before Sunday, university student Hari Sayaral had a large family, 10 people in all. Mother, father, brother, sisters. Now he's the only one left. He wasn't here when the earthquake occurred. Today he's returned to what's left of his home to look for his family.
I will be satisfied if I can find just one of their bodies. If I find just one, it may mean that they are all died together.
For Hari Sayrial, staying here is no longer an option.
I feel so traumatized. I don't want to stay here anymore. It is like a ghost town.
This afternoon, Indonesian army troops began clearing debris from the road that leads to Pukenbada, wrapping the bodies they found in black plastic bags. The town was once home to nearly 1,000 people. Not many survived, and the ones that did are now living in nearby camps where they say there is not enough food or water. The army captain in charge of the work detail says rebuilding this town will take years or even longer. International relief officials say the situation is the same in dozens of towns like this one, all up and down the western coast. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Pukenbada, Aceh.